Hey friends, it's Elena.
And it's Candace.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime. Good.
I've missed you.
I know. You just had to go off and
I know
go to Disney without me.
Well,
and
it, trust me, I melted into oblivion. It was ridiculous. I mean, listen, I used to live in Florida, so I know summers in Florida are wet. Like, everything is moist. I'm so sorry if that word triggers you, but I was just wet the whole time. It was terrible. I felt like I had some sort of sweating disease, you know, like conditions when people cannot stop sweating just standing there.
Oh, yeah.
I am so sorry if you suffer from something like that because,
yeah.
Oof, oh my gosh, it was brutal. But, you know, magical. At the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If that's what you call magical, sure. I try to stay inside all summer. It's been like 108, 110 degrees here.
That is...
Yeah. As soon as you open the door, it's like, I can't breathe.
Yeah. It's that... Well, Texas has that dry heat. Like, it goes directly into your nostrils and down into your lungs and just singes the inside of your lungs.
Oh, yeah.
So, something to look forward to.
Yeah. Enough about the weather. I do have a question for you.
Oh, good. Go on.
Do you like spaghetti?
I love spaghetti.
Do you like spaghetti else?
I used to eat spaghetti as all the time. Uncut jams.
I wish they could see your face.
Oh,
that was
Lord.
Funny.
I mean...
There's no reason. No real reason I asked you that. I just thought it was funny.
I have no words for her. She's wild.
Yeah.
But you know what? You do you, Julia Fox. You do you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lena, I am excited to hear about your case this week.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This one broke my heart. So I'll go ahead and break yours too.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Thank you for that.
We're going to talk about Adam Hilaire. And now this is a pretty recent case. He was 27 and he lived in Auburndale, Florida. His nickname was Booby.
That's what I call my kids, so.
Yeah. It's nothing new around here.
I love it.
Boob, you know, yeah. So he had a big family and he had several brothers and sisters. He graduated from Auburndale High School in 2007. He worked as a roofer sometimes, and then I heard that he also worked at a gas station in the area, and he enjoyed boxing, kickboxing, and MMA training.
Wow.
He was athletic. He picked up a game of football or basketball here and there, and he loved FSU. Florida State University sports. Mm-hmm. He was selfless and a kind of a charming guy, from what I've read and heard. He had a matching hat for every pair of shoes that he owned.
Wow.
The joys of his life were his 5-year-old daughter, Legea, and his mother. He called them both his two princesses.
Aww.
He was always smiling. I loved looking through his pictures, and that's true. Like, he just has this huge smile on his face. And he was really easy to get along with. So Adam had just broken up with his girlfriend that he had for the past 2 years. They had lived together, and she had just moved out of his apartment. It had been about a month or two since the breakup, and Adam wanted to start dating again. So he signed up on Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
On August 18th of 2016, he and a girl named Haley Bustos started messaging. She was 18. Remember I said he was 27. Uh-huh. Yeah, she was 18, and they quickly arranged a date. He told his roommate, John Hun, and his best friend, Christopher Hodges, that he had set up a date with this girl, and shortly after, he left the apartment. Adam picked up Haley near an apartment building close to the local Walmart in Winter Haven, Florida, mm-hmm. and took her back to his apartment. Adam's friend John had said that he had just got out of the shower and saw that this girl was there. He said hello to her, but he didn't really formally introduce himself. And Adam didn't say, like, hey, this is Haley, yeah. you know, so do the awkward. Whole introduction.
Hi.
Yeah, they just hello. And then John, he ended up leaving quickly to go see his ex-girlfriend. She had called him and asked him to bring ice cream over.
Okay.
So he ended up staying the night with her. So that was the last time he saw Adam that night. Haley and Adam stayed at Adam's apartment for a little while, like an hour, and then decided to go bowling. Before going bowling, though, Haley asked Adam to take her to her family's house where she had lived so that she could freshen up and change.
And get her permission slip signed because she's 18. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry, I mean,
what? But isn't 18 like the age where it's like you can make your own decisions?
We think so, don't we?
Yeah. So she went to her house to change, freshen up, and they seemed to really be having fun together. After bowling, they went back to Adam's apartment, just hanging out. Well, while hanging out, Haley fell asleep. Adam's best friend, Christopher, came over when he got off work and just kind of chilled with them. And it started getting late, so Adam decided it was time to take Haley back home, and Chris tagged along. Adam dropped Haley off close to the Walmart around the area where he originally picked her up, because that's where she asked to be dropped off, picked up and dropped off.
And her car was instead there?
Do what?
Her car was there? Like, her he car? Dropped her off at her car?
No, she did not just have a car.
Okay, so she was going to walk home from...
Yeah, she said, just drop me off here. I'll walk to where I'm going.
Okay.
He didn't ask any questions, but it was obvious she didn't want him seeing where she was going.
Right, because she wasn't going home because they had gone to her house previously.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like she didn't want him to know where she lived.
Well, obviously she didn't have a problem, like, her main place of where she lived, mm-hmm. she took him to,
yeah.
so she could freshen up and change, but where he picked her up and dropped her off, she's just like, here's fine, I'll walk to where I'm going. But we'll find this out in a little bit.
Okay, we'll hurry up and get there.
So, yeah, they dropped her off, and the two of them did not really pay attention to where she walked to. They just kind of drove off. Adam and Chris then went to buy weed, and then Adam took Chris back home. I think Chris was dropped off around 1 or 2 a.m. that morning. In one report, I read that Adam went then, after dropping Chris off, that he went to a local bar and drove a friend home from there to Lakeland, Florida.
Okay.
So he got home in the wee hours of the morning on Friday, August 19th of 2016. John, his roommate, went to work the next morning from his ex-girlfriend's house. And when he arrived back to Adam's apartment that evening, it was like 5:30 or 6 p.m. after his shift. He got home and the door was locked. It was normal for everyone to enter through the back door because the back door is closest to where the cars were parked, like the parking lot. Mm-hmm. John did not have his own key at this point because he had just moved in after Adam's girlfriend had moved out.
Oh, okay.
So John knocked on the door without an answer, and he waited there for about 2 hours.
Just, oh my gosh.
Sitting by, like, maybe he'll be home any minute.
Jeez, I'd leave and go do something.
Yeah. Well, he didn't even try to go to the front door because there was no point. Like, as they never used the front door, yeah. Ever.
Okay.
But John, he got thirsty, so he rode his bike to a store close by to buy some time and get a drink. When he got back, he rounded the corner and saw Adam's car in the lot. I guess he didn't recognize it before. I don't know. But he could see the front door when he rounded the corner, and it was open.
Oh.
And this was really odd and unsettling for John. So he walks to the front door, and he says something loudly, like, "I'm coming in," something like that. You know, just to...
Yeah.
Before he cautiously walks in, just to alert anyone who was in there. And when he walked in, he saw a mess. The place had obviously been burglarized.
Oh my gosh. As
he walked in further, he saw Adam on the kitchen floor with blood everywhere.
Oh no.
He later explained that he went into shock at that moment, and he had never seen anything like that before. He got on his bike and he rode down the street thinking, "I gotta get away from here." And as he got a little ways down the street, he thought, "What am I doing? I've got to call the police." And yeah. He rode his bike back. On the 911 call, he explains the series of events that I just told you. And he says the TV is gone, the Xbox is gone, and he is pretty sure that Adam is dead.
Oh.
That operator was like, "Is there any way he can be saved?" Like, asked him 5 different ways if he was okay. And John's like, "Ma'am, he is dead."
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Detectives arrive and start interviewing neighbors and friends. The neighbor across the street said that she noticed the front door had been open all day. She let her dogs out to potty around 7 a.m., I think she said it was. And the door was open then. And several wow. times through the day, when she would let her dogs out, the door was still open.
Huh.
She had seen Adam before in comings and goings, but they didn't really know each other. I mean, just waving hi and bye, the kind of stuff. But she knew the front door being open was odd.
Yeah.
John and Chris told detectives that Adam had gone on a date with a girl that they had never met just the night before. They saw the girl, but never got her name from Adam. They described the way she looked, Hispanic, long black hair. Chris Rogers had informed police that he rode with Adam when he dropped the girl off in Winter Haven. So an APB was sent out for a young Hispanic woman, and it didn't take long, and the police from Winter Haven had alerted detectives that they found a young Hispanic woman fleeing in a white sedan.
Oh.
When police relocated this white sedan after she took off, the girl wasn't in there. However, they arrested 2 men that were inside the car. They searched the vehicle and found several hats with sports logos.
No.
Mm-hmm. As police interview Adam's ex-girlfriend, she confirmed that the hats found in the car were Adam's, and she even showed them photos of Adam wearing the hats. Detectives got a hold of Haley and brought her in for questioning. She played dumb at first, but eventually she let it all out. She says in August, she had been staying at her friend Evelyn Belmont's house. A group of guys, Andre Warner, Gary Gray, and Joshua Ellington, often came over to hang out, among several other people. But this was the main group for this case. Each of them had an extensive criminal record.
Of course.
They had worked odd jobs here and there, but they needed a way to make some fast cash.
Oh, Lord.
Evelyn brought up the fact to Haley that she could make some money by setting up an account on a dating app like Plenty of Fish and robbing the guys that she would go on dates with.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. So Haley decided to try this sneaky little scheme. Evelyn set up the Plenty of Fish account for Haley, and before you knew it, she set up the date with Adam. She went to his apartment, checked out what he had. When she went back to Evelyn's that night, she described to her and Andre everything that she saw in Adam's apartment that could potentially be stolen for money, including the money in Adam's wallet. And hey, don't forget the alcohol that he has in the freezer.
Oh, and get the ice cubes too. Oh my Lord. Idiot.
Yeah. So early in the wee mornings of the next morning, Haley led the way to Adam's apartment. Josh was driving as the getaway driver. Andre was in the front passenger seat, and Haley and Gary were in the back seat. Andre and Gary went in while Haley and Joshua sat in the car. She said that Andre and Gary went back and forth from the apartment to the car like two or three times. They were loading all of Adam's belongings. After the last trip, Andre and Gary went back into the apartment and she heard a gunshot. On the way back to Evelyn's apartment, Andre and Gary laughed about killing Adam. Haley said she sat there quietly crying. And they made fun of how Adam told them that he had a 5-year-old daughter and begged for his life. What?
They made fun of him?
Yeah, they were gloating. I mean, just no remorse. She says she didn't know they were going to murder him. It was not part of the plan. Andre said that they had to kill him because they went in barefaced. They didn't wear masks and he would have been able to identify them.
Do we know if Adam was home that entire time? Was he asleep or?
So what I didn't tell you is that after Haley had been dropped off by Adam a little while later, Evelyn made Haley, according to Haley, she suggested to Haley for her to text Adam, say, hey, I had a good time. When can we meet up again? And he was texting her. I don't know what was said exactly in the messages.
So she was keeping him busy.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I guess figuring out if he was still awake, if he went out anywhere. So, The next morning, Haley and Andre searched on their phones for news about Adam. That's when it was confirmed for Haley that Adam did not survive the gunshot and was dead. She says she thought Andre had only shot Adam in the shoulder and that he would be okay. In fact, Adam had actually been tied up, shot in the head from behind while he was on his knees.
Oh my gosh.
Andre has denied any involvement other than being at Evelyn's that night. As Andre was being questioned, he says that Haley, Joshua, and Gary took his car that night to go get some weed in K2. He says he just met these people and he wasn't aware of this plan to go rob anybody. He's asked in court, you just met these people and you just let them take your car? And he says in this smug, oh well kind of tone, he says, I didn't feel it going.
Okay.
In another story, Andre says Haley asked him to give her a ride to go meet this guy that she just met online. He was too tired and offered her to take his car. When she left, he went to sleep, but he was woken up when Haley, Joshua, and Gary got back to Evelyn's with alcohol and started drinking. So that's his story, and he's sticking to it. As for the sports hats found in Andre's car, and there were more hats in Andre's room at Evelyn's apartment where he stayed.
Oh.
He says he bought those for $50 from Haley.
I'm so sure.
And Haley had told him that she bought those from a guy on the street. And so then turned around and sold them to him. Adam's Xbox was found at Gary's sister's house. The serial number on the Xbox matched the number on the box that Adam had in his apartment. Andre says he was being set up. He didn't think that he had beef with Haley and Josh, so he's not sure why they would lie on him, but there was so much evidence against him. And why would these two implicate themselves just to tell a lie and set him up?
Yeah.
Haley at one point in the trial said, I don't care what happens to me so long as it happens to him too. Like, I'm telling you the truth. I know I'm in trouble, but he needs to get in trouble too. Also at trial, Haley told the story all over again, and she says that she saw Andre put a gun under the hood of the front of the car, and all four of them got into the car. And when Andre went into Adam's apartment, he got the gun from the hood of the car. So she knew he had a gun, but Andre was the only one who had a gun. So text messages from Andre and Haley were displayed at trial, and that it all corroborated Haley's story. Josh also testified, and he was giving the same story that Haley gave. Andre was convicted of first-degree murder, robbery with a firearm, burglary to a dwelling with a weapon, and conspiracy armed robbery with a firearm. The jury recommended the death penalty, but Andre ended up with life without parole. Since being in jail, he has been violent with other inmates, as well as punching a detention officer.
Shocker.
And he's been found with a makeshift knife.
Ay, ay, ay.
I mean, this is a dangerous guy.
Yeah. Yes.
And, I mean, I feel for his mom. His mother did a interview with a news station, and she's just, bless her heart. Talking about the trial and Andre's actions. Like, he was sat there the whole time with this blank stare, no emotion. And so people were commenting on it saying, like, look at that evil look. He's just a bad guy. And so she was trying to, you know, that's her son. So she's like,
I know. It's terrible.
Trying to say he has a good heart and all this. But I mean, he can't even be good in prison.
Right. Yeah, I mean, a mother's love, right?
I know. But Haley, as for her, she made a plea deal and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Joshua Ellington and Gary Gray were arrested, and actually all four of them were charged with all the same things. At first, Josh denied any involvement, but eventually came clean like Haley. I have not been able to find any updated information on Josh and Gary's case. Let's see, I think it was 2021 when Andre was finally convicted, but I'm not sure why there's no information on Josh and Gary, like why their case hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
That's what it seems anyway.
Maybe they're doing a deal?
Well, like that's what I would think Josh would do at least, but there's no information.
Huh.
But as for Evelyn, I haven't seen that she's had any charges brought against her, been in trouble for it. She seems to be one of the masterminds in all of this. And she has a criminal history. I mean, if you look up her name, like she's has charges all against her. But what gets me about this case is that this world is constantly telling women to be careful and watchful of predators like this.
Yeah.
But this clearly shows that men have to be careful too.
Yeah.
So please, if you meet someone online, I've said it before, set up a date. If you set up a date, go to a public place. Don't allow the person in your home. Some of us can be too trusting, but just don't do it. Like, yeah. Guard your heart, guard your home, guard your life.
Yeah.
Hide your kids.
Hide your kids, hide your husbands. Mm-hmm. It's funny because the night I met Daniel, he mm-hmm. came over to my house. But not everybody is going to turn out to be your future husband, you know,
right.
or your future wife. And that was 2009. So I think with online dating and things like that, it's so much more readily accessible to
yeah.
find someone, hook up, or just spend time with someone. And you're totally right. You shouldn't just bring someone to your home.
Yeah.
And what the story you just told me was the story of a bunch of losers.
Yes.
Is basically what you told me. And Adam's death should have never happened. I mean, that's a stupid thing to say, but here's a quick way to make cash. Go get a job.
Yes, I know.
Go sell something on the Facebook marketplace.
Have
but
they all
sale.
Had convictions, and you know, who knows if they would pass a background check, you know?
Just losers is what they are, all of yeah. them.
And you are who you hang out with, obviously, because yeah. they all were just going down a terrible path.
You said it was going to be a heartbreaking story, but I'm really mad. I'm angry.
I know.
This poor guy spent this whole night with this girl. He probably thought, oh, she's kind of cool. I mean, they went bowling. They went back to his place. I mean, he obviously was enjoying the time he was spending with her.
Right.
And for her,
an 18 years old.
Playing bowling with this guy and being like, okay, when I get back to his house, I need to make a mental note of everything he has.
Right. Knowing what you're going to do in just
exactly.
a few hours.
And knowing that, like, the people that you're spending time with, like, this one guy was violent.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just suddenly become violent that night. He obviously
right.
was a violent person, and she
exactly.
knew that. She knew full well. Ugh, I
yeah.
hate this. I hate it. So stupid. So senseless.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Rest in peace, Adam.
Yes.
You didn't deserve it.
All right. Well, we're just going to leave it there, I guess.
Okay.
So.
Well, Lena, this was great. Let's do it again sometime.
All right.
Bye,
y'all. Well, thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. If you're enjoying our podcast, please leave us a 5-star rating so that other true crime fans can find us.
If you have any case suggestions or just want to say hey, email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram, where we post case photos and information at Cousins on Crime Podcast.